Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling talking about Monday night's school board meeting. All right, Greg, thanks for joining us on the program. So at the school board meeting on Monday, there were several topics of interest. Let's start with the teacher leadership. Let us know about that.
Right now, we have the district is applying for a grant through the Department of Ed. It's part of education reform. And it's called the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Structure. And really what it's about is what kinds of teacher leadership positions we put into the district, what different roles teachers will have as we lead through some of the important improvement initiatives that we're trying. And so it was all part of the legislation that happened last year. There would be additional funds coming into districts, but they have to apply for it through a grant process. So we've been planning for this for about the last 2.5 months, and we've had about 29 teachers involved in the planning process. We've had 8 parents. We've had our school improvement advisory committee involved, and we've also had the administrative team, which is 8 administrators too. So in the end, what we're looking at is a structure that supports teachers, helps them make improvements. It'll actually take some teachers out of the classroom where they will act as instructional coaches for our other teachers. Then we will hire new teachers actually to replace them. We're actually in the process just this week in interviewing for some of those types of positions. We're looking in elementary at some literacy coaches as we implement our new literacy program. But in the end, for Pella Schools, it's about an additional $658,000 that we would use for different teacher leadership structure positions, and really in the end help support all the improvements that we have going.
All right, and so we've had a lot of talk about construction. There's been an adjustment or two. Let us know about those.
The Career Academy was, of course, was actually put out for bids right before Christmas. And those bids came back in, and they were actually $750,000 over budget for the low bid. So that was not good news. It was too high, and we had to go back and are now redesigning some things on the Career Academy, trying to squeeze it in underneath the budget. So that project will actually go back out for bid again here about the middle of February, and we're hoping the adjustments that we make will pull it in underneath budget. So that was a little hiccup in the process. We didn't anticipate that. Our estimate was just really low compared to what the actual bids came in as, and so we know we were high in what we were asking for. So the other projects, we're continuing designing on the middle school renovation. In fact, I have a meeting just this week with the architects trying to put those finalized plans together, and we'll be putting those plans up on our website fairly soon. We've also got, of course, the Lincoln Elementary project is also marching forward. So by this spring, we really anticipate having projects bid and let for the Elementary Career Academy and the middle school project. And so I think this summer we'll see construction in 3 different areas.
All right. And you had your evaluation, which is now complete. Let us know a little bit about that and what you could tell us.
Yep. So the board is extremely supportive. It was a very positive evaluation. They do this annually with me, and really it's a process by which they look at all the Iowa leadership standards and see if I'm meeting all those standards. They actually did say that I'm meeting all the standards according to the evidence that I've shown. Ultimately, what we try to do is set some goals for myself for the upcoming year. And really, the big goals that they really want me to focus on are continuing to monitor our professional development, and then ultimately also monitor kind of the rate of change that's happening in the district. Because, you know, with the education reform and all the new things that we've been talking about, there's just a lot of new things happening in the district. And I think the board is concerned that our system will be able to handle all the potential changes that are kind of being thrown at us. And so they really want one of my goals to be to monitor that change, to make sure that we're adapting to it, to make sure that our pace is correct, and that we don't get going faster than we should. And so in the end, the evaluation is a good conversation. It allows the board members to, you know, to give me frank feedback about just how things are going, whether they see the direction that I'm helping lead the district is kind of in concert with what they feel the direction should be. And we are very much in concert and definitely are like-minded.
All right, Greg. Well, we really appreciate your time. We'll have two school board meetings, a work session and a regular meeting coming up in February. So we'll catch up with you after those.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Greg Ebeling, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.